This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
That's the sound of a North American B-25, a World War II bomber. And if you'd like to fly one, the guys at Pacific Prowler Command in Fort Worth, Texas, have a deal for you. I'm Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Scott Perdue. He's the chief instructor with the Pacific Prowler outfit. So, Scott, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Prowler Command and how that's set up and how pilots can participate?
Okay. Well, the whole idea behind command is that a lot of people would like to fly warbirds that never really have the chance. A lot of the warbirds are fairly expensive. B-25 runs, you know, anywhere from $600 to $750,000, and T-6s are, you know, from up to $200,000 and so on. So it's really beyond the reach of a lot of people. So the idea behind the Prowler Command is that we make it available for people that you're not going to own the whole airplane, but you get the chance to fly it. And that way we can share the fun. Everybody gets to have a little bit of fun flying the airplane, making some good noise. And their participation also helps keep the airplane alive, because that's one of the hardest things to do is generate enough money to keep the airplanes alive these days. So that's the basic concept is a way of sharing the airplane in a way that everybody can have fun.
Okay, so essentially it's kind of a flying club. You can join for $10,000, and what do you get in return for that entry fee?
When you join at that level, you're looking at the B-25, and you get a SIC second command rating as part of that, and the rest of the money goes to maintenance. Like right now, we're trying to overhaul an engine, and that's how it kind of works. You also have a discount. You get a discount for the hourly costs if you want to do subsequent flying. Like if you wanted to work towards a type rating or something like that, then you get a little bit of a break on that.
Okay, and what's involved in getting your second-in-command rating in that kind of an aircraft?
Well, I'm an ex-Air Force guy. My last job was teaching people how to fly the Strike Eagle. So I have experience not only writing syllabuses, but teaching people how to fly fairly complex airplanes. So, of course, you know, being an Air Force guy, I wrote a syllabus. And there's 11 sorties in this syllabus through the PIC rating. The first two result in the second-in-command rating. And when you fly with me, typically a second-in-command is somebody who's going to fly right seat. The equivalent is the first officer in the airlines. But when you fly with me, you always fly in the left seat anyway. Just like flying, you know, for me, having the throttle in the left hand is where it should be instead of in the right. Everybody gets to fly in the left, and the first two sorties, like I said, result in the second-in-command rating. So typically, there's some home study involved, and then there's academics before we fly, and then one day is flying to result in the SIC rating.
And so that would be in the B-25. Do you also offer that rating in the C-47?
Yeah, we do it in the DC-3, C-47 as well, and we're bringing online PT-26, which was a trainer, a monoplane trainer from World War II, primary trainer. And we're also looking at bringing on T-6, which was the advanced trainer in World War II, into the program. So there'd be a variety of other airplanes that people could have an opportunity to enjoy.
Okay, and if a pilot who joins this group wants to sign up to use the airplane at other times, how does that work, and how much does that cost?
Well, the way it would work is you could schedule the airplane around its schedule. In other words, it has classes to do, or it has air shows to go to, things like that. You could schedule it for a trip that you'd like to make, or to another air show or something like that. So you can do that. How it works is you just, you know, say, well, I would like to take it, and we'll see how it fits in the schedule. You have to take one of the group's pilots, and if you're not a PIC, obviously you have to take one of our SICs or instructors, and you pay the discounted rate per hour that we've established for the airplane, plus a fuel surcharge. In other words, we've got a pretty good deal for gas, Avgas, where we live. And if you go outside that area, if you buy gas from somewhere else, probably it's going to be more. So you have to pay that difference on top of that. But that's kind of how you would be able to schedule the airplane.
Oh, okay. And what are those hourly rates? Is there a set cost for that?
Yeah, the straight-up hourly cost when we do photo shoots or, you know, anything like that is about $3,000 an hour for the B-25. And the command discount is 17% off of that. Works out to about $2,500 an hour. Oh. They're not cheap airplanes to fly, but like I said, this is a way that the average Joe gets an opportunity to go fly these airplanes. You don't have to win the lottery to do this.
So other than, you know, joining this kind of flying club at $10,000 a year, are there other opportunities for pilots to come? Can you just sign up for the second-in-command course as a, you know, a kind of a one-time deal?
Absolutely. Most of most folks right now have been doing that and doing the second-in-command course. So that's definitely an option. And like I said, we're trying to bring online some trainers from World War II, tail draggers, and that's kind of fun, too. So, yes, we're trying to develop other options for folks.
So if somebody just wants to come, how would that work?
Well, the best thing to do is send me an email or give me a call, and we'll work out what you would like to do and see how we can fit it in the schedule and make it happen.
So could you tell me just a little bit briefly, like if a student or a pilot shows up and wants to fly the B-25, what is that experience like?
It's just an amazing airplane. It's got a very different look to it, and it's big. You know, it's bigger than most people have flown. The way we fly it is about somewhere around 26,000 pounds, and each of the engines are 1,700 horsepower. The most of the cylinders are on straight stacks, so it makes really good noise and a lot of it. So it's quite imposing, quite a lot of fun.
Okay, thanks, Scott. We've been talking with Scott Perdue of the nonprofit Pacific Prowler Group. To find out more about their programs, go to pacificprowler.org. This is Mary Grady for avweb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.